وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran and different dimensions of this being according to the verses of the Holy Quran. And in the previous episode, we talked about human intellect and human desire, the relationship between the two. And we said there are two levels of desire. One of them is base desire, desires that we share with animals, and the desire that we only have as human beings. And the word for the first level of desire is hawa, the base desires that we have. And in the Holy Quran, we see that hawa has been contrasted to aql, and also in the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam. So one hadith we read from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was كَمْ مَنْ عَقْلٍ أَسِيرٍ. How many intellects are prisoners or are imprisoned by what? By the desire. تحت هوان أمير. And the commander is the desire, the base desire. Or in another hadith, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says حِفْظُ الْعَقْلِ بِمُخَالَفَةِ الْهَوَى. If a person wants to save and rescue and take care of his reason, he can do that through restricting the desire. Once you open the doors of the desire and do not stop it completely, then the reason will fade away. And even other people who observe the situation will have similar judgment. They say a person, generally, if you consider it yourself, you realize that people who do not control their desires, they cannot achieve greater goals in their life. And مَنْ جَانَبَ هَوَاهُ صَحَّ أَقْلُهُ. A person who sides away from his desire. جَانَبَ means you side away from something, you keep away from the desire. صَحَّ أَقْلُهُ. Then the reason of that person will be accurate and will be correct. So we have different verses of the Holy Quran. We go through some of them to talk about the desire in order to understand the intellect, the thing that restricts the desire. One thing is that one beautiful analogy that we have in our hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two hujjah, has two evidence for people, has two proofs, two kinds of proofs. One of them is inner, one of them is outer. The outer and outward evidence for people are the prophets. The inner evidence, the inner proof for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means of communication, is the intellect. Now, this is very important. Or another way of saying that is intellect is the inner prophet, and prophet is the outward intellect. And we should explain the two things. What does it mean, al-aqlu, the inner prophet? It is the reason of a person, it is the intellect of a person that keeps reminding us about the serious issues of life, the serious issues related to our being, both in this dunya and in the hereafter. It is the reason that tells a person, okay, wake up in the morning and go to work and be careful to do this, to do that, cut down your, I don't know, the time that you spend here and there in order to achieve one success in life. This is the reason. It's like a prophet leading the person. And it's true also in the spiritual life. We will have a break and we come back to talk about the other side of the saying.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the phrase that is being said in the Islamic literature, Al-Aqlu, the intellect is the inner prophet, and Al-Nabi, and the prophet, is the outward intellect. Like the way that, and we said the function of reason in relation to other faculties of the soul is to restrict them, to lead them in order to organize them in order to achieve one success, achievement, or gain in life. Now, the same is true about the prophet. The prophet functions like the intellect. He tries to first bring into attention of people the seriousness of certain matters of their life, that there is a hereafter, that they have to work for that hereafter, that they have to observe their practices, their words, exactly like the way the reason, the true intellect within a human being, guides that human being towards the success. A prophet within a society tries to guide that society towards success by balancing different forces and different powers in the society. Now, like the way that sometimes a person kills, not a person, let's say the desires of the base desires, the hawa of a person, kills and imprisons the intellect of the person. You see, and we had that in the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Amir, the commander, is that desire, and the imprisoned one or the prisoner is the reason. This also happened in several nations, in several ummah, meaning that people of the past. Quran says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, when we made a covenant with Bani Israel, وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُلًا, we sent messengers and prophets to them, كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ, whenever they had a prophet who would teach them, who would tell them things that was not in accordance with their own desire. For example, we desire usury, we desire, different vices that are there. And this is the case because they are tempting. Mainly desires are sweet and people like to have them. So كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ, the prophets would say, okay, do not have these things, do not have relationships out of marriage, do not take the money of others without their consent, and other things that are there in the teachings of Anbiya, because it was against their desire, بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا, some of them, they denied the prophethood because it was against their desires. They said it was easier for them to say, okay, he is not a prophet to begin with. It's easier for them to deny. Some people deny the message of prophets, not based on some theoretical questions that they have, but because of the practical desires that they have. And وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ, certain prophets, they actually killed. Like the way, as I said, a person kills his own intellect because of the power that the desire has. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to enable us to make the intellect as the leader of our being and not the follower and the prisoner of the desire. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آل النبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على